Karabo said, today's daf is Bava Kama daf Yud Ches, and we are here at Yud Zayin Amud Beis, about 10 or 15 lines up by the two dots, Amarava. And today's shir, as always, should be B'schus, the soldiers and all of Am Yisrael. We need a Yeshua B'karov Mitzvah Shem, we should be Zohar to see the Gula Shlema B'mher V'yamenu. Amen. So we're here by Rava. Right, Rava, again, we've been discussing, basically Chatzi Nezek Tzoros and the different types of Nezek that an animal will be chayev for. So Rava says, Kol Shebezov Tamei Benezikin Mishalim Nezek Shalim. Everything that a Zov is going to make Tamei, that's going to be regular Nezek. That's not going to be Tzoros. That's going to be regular Nezek, and you have to pay Nezek Shalim. What does that mean? So again, the Zov, the basics of a Zov is that he's able to be Metame things in unique ways. One of them is called Tumas Midras, and one of them is called Tumas Hesed. Midras is basically the princess and the pea, in the sense that anything... if you're familiar with that, Marshall, with that story, anything that the Zov kind of leans its weight on, right? Even if he's not actually touching it, right? Even if there are a couple of mattresses underneath, right? So then everything is going to be Tomei. If he sits on, a bunch of mattresses, a bunch of pieces of clothing, a bunch of whatever. So the thing that's underneath it, right? If he's leaning on it, that's going to become Tomei. Tumas Hesed is if he moves it even without holding it. So if, let's say, he's holding a tray and he's moving a cup, so that's also going to become Tame, right? Even if he's not actually touching the item itself. So anything that his weight or his, anything that the person does, right? And if it would become Tame if he was his Av, so then you're also going to be Chayav Nezek Shalem, right? If you are damaging the item in question. Kol Shebezov Tamei, right? Nezikim Nishalem Chatzi Nezek. And anything that's too far removed for his Av to become Tame. So that's the concept of then you can pay chatzin ezek. That's the concept of tsoros. The Gemara says v'rava tsoros also lashmina. That's exactly tsoros. That's what we've been talking about, right? That this chatzin ezek, or animal kicks rocks and the rocks go in damage. That's the secondary type of damage. So you pay chatzin ezek. We know that. So Gemara says lo rava egla moshekas bekorim kamash malan. Right? No, he's teaching the scenario the halacha of a cow. Right, pulling a wagon, and that's considered to be part of the animal itself. Meaning that just like, and the hemshach is right, just like a zov that sits in a wagon. If the wagon rides over, let's say, a piece of clothing, so that is because that is now supporting the zov, and the zov is putting his weight on it. That's become tummy. So too, right? If an animal is pulling the wagon, right, and then it that wagon kicks up, right? Let's say pebbles at Soro, so that's going to be. That's not the comparable case. That's the case where it's going to be tar. Right? If the wagon goes over, let's say, some clothing or a kli or whatever and breaks it, right, that will be nezek shalim. If the wagon then knocks out pebbles and the pebbles go in damage, that's already too far removed, right? Because that obviously the zov would have nothing to do with the kalim that are on the side, right? If the wagon kicked up pebbles and stuff like that. All right, tani kavas derava. The gemara says it goes right there. We have a brisa that says just like this: the behemah muad is l'shaber b'derech hilucha. Right, the behemah is muad, right, to break. When it walks, ketzad, how does that work? Right, what's the scenario? Behemah shenichnas alachaz arnizak vehizika, again begufa derech hiluka. When we had this already, v'sara derech hiluka. Right, person goes, the animal goes into the chutzar, the nizak, the damaged person, right, into his property. The damage is either with its body, the way it walks, with its hair, right, but ukav shaleah, with the saddle, right, but shiluv shaleah, with the burden, the thing that's carrying, prumbia shabapia, right, the bell in its mouth. Or the bit in its mouth, or the piece in its mouth, whatever. Zog shevet tzavara, that's the bell right around her neck. Chomer b'maso, a donkey carrying a package. The egla moshekas bakar, and here's the kicker, this is why we're bringing it, right? Or you have a cow that's pulling a wagon. Then in that case, Mishal Nezek Shalim, right? If the wagon goes over something, so then it's going to be Nezek Shalim. Good. Tana Rabbana went under the brisa. And then we're going to quote this brisa a couple of times through today's daf. Tana golem shayu mechatin bechevel deli. We're not going to quote this one. We're going to quote the word the chickens are dancing. Okay, either way. Tarnagol and the chickens are pecking at chevel deli. Chevel is a rope. Deli is a barrel. Okay, you can imagine, you have a barrel that goes into a well. It's pecking. Obviously, they can't get into the well, but let's say you have that type of kind of bucket and rope type thing, and the chicken is pecking at it. V'nifsek a chevel v'nishbar deli. And the rope breaks, right? And then, obviously, the bucket breaks. So, mishalman nezek shalim, that's going to be full nezek. We'll have to explain that in a second. Right? Boy Rav says drasa ala kli veloshav razo v'nis galgol makamacha v'nish bo v'nish bar mao. Right? Rav says I don't understand. I mean, what's the case if an animal steps on a kli, right, doesn't break it, but then the kli moves and rolls down the hill, and then it breaks, right? So is that, what? How do you view that? Right, basar mei karas linan v'gufahi, right, odom basar tavar manas linan v'tsoros ninu, meaning when was the item broken? Meaning at the moment the animal, let's say, kind of, stepped on it, and it didn't break it, and just kind of sent it down the hill, so the kli didn't break, right? That would be regular nezek. But if it goes down, right, it rolls down the hill, right, and then it breaks, right, so it's at the bottom. So that seems to be, right, a case of tsoros, right, after the fact, right? Meaning, do we view it as if it was broken at the moment the animal kicked it, even though it wasn't actually broken yet, because it was on its way to be broken? Or do we view the breaking right at the end, and it's going to depend on whether you're going to pay nezek shalom or chazi nezek? So Gemara says, Tirshu le'mi d'Rabba. Maybe we should learn from the following psak of Rabba. Dama Rabba says, Zara kli Meirosh Agag, Uba Achav Shavro B'makel. Reuven throws a kli off the top of the roof, and Shimon is waiting at the bottom, right? And he takes a baseball bat and hits it on the way down. Potter, and he breaks on the way down. Shimon is going to be Potter. Right? Darminan le Manatavira Tavar, because we say to him, you just broke a broken kli, because the kli is going to end up breaking. So we assume, clearly we see Meikara, right, that we assume that to be the damage is done at the beginning. So Gemara says, Rabba's Shita is that we kind of go based on Meikara, about the beginning of the whole kind of damaging situation. Rabba, right, had a Shaila, still wasn't sure. So now we have to go try and prove it, right, from somewhere else, because again, Enechanami, that's Rabba's Shita, but Rabba wasn't sure. So Tashim, I'll bring your proof. Hidus, and this is the one we're going to quote a couple of times, Hidus inu muad, right? That if the animal chicken is hopping around, is jumping around, that's not muad, right? Ish omer ma'arez in muad. Some people say it is. So the question is, Hidus sakudaitach? Really, is the debate about the chicken jumping up and down? Obviously, chickens jump around. That's what they do. El lav hidus vehitis bo kum lefugi. And the question is, where the animal is jumping around, right? That, and it kicked a rock and a kli or whatever it is, and that broke. Right, so that's the machlokas. The mar sabre baser mei kara zlinan, and the mar sabre baser tavar mana zlinan. And the machlokas, whether you go based on whether it's kicking, right? And then some say it's muad, some say it's not. Right, so do we go based on the kicking or not? Meaning, again, muad, we're not really saying muad over here. Meaning, it's just, is it common? Is it normal? Is it regular? It doesn't mean muad. It does it three times, it becomes muad here. It means just muad is kind of like it's the normal way of damaging or not. Okay, and maybe therefore would be tsoros or not. So Gemara says, "Lo, that's not what's going on over here." Right? Behit is tsoros. No, it could be just simply not where the animal is jumping out and sent the kli and kind of broke the kli, but in the case could simply be where the animal is jumping around and it kicked a pebble, right? And then that's already talking about what's it called? That's a little our case, right? Tsuros, right? That would be right, the machlokas, right? So close to the rabbanon. Okay, so tashma, I'll bring another proof, trying to figure out what Rava says or what's the pshat in Rava's case. Tanagolan shumichatin bechavod deli, right? Again, I guess we are going to quote this a couple times. Never. Whenever you make these blanket statements, always comes back to come back to haunt you. Anyway, the chicken are pecking at this rope of a bucket, right? And v'nifsak achevel, and the rope breaks. V'nishbar deli, and the bucket breaks. Mishamin nezek shalim, right? You pay full damage, right? Shamin al buser make karos lina. And again, that's the written that we're going based on the initial damage, which is normal for a chicken to peck at ropes, right? And it goes and down, right? And it breaks. And the chor is a similar case where the chicken kind of caused the kli to start rolling down and break. So apparently you pay nezek shalim. So Kumar says, no, targum achel, well, you have to say that you pay nezek shalim on the rope. So Kumar says, I have a chevel mishunahu. But it's weird for a chicken to peck at a rope. Right, apparently a chicken doesn't eat rope, right? So that's not going to be a case of Shane, where it's trying to eat something. It's going to be a case of Karen, where because it's strange, it's meaning when you're going to pay a chatzin ezek, right? It's Tom, again, a short, again, the comparison here is not to the physical part of the animal, but to the way it damages, and the Karen, right? A short doesn't normally gore things. It would be a Tom until it does it, Muad. Right, so too, any type of not natural damage is also going to be similar to that. So Chevel's Mishuna. Squire says, Demos, Belisa, no, it must have been cake with food, and therefore it was normal. Squire says, Hanishbar Dlikatani, but the Bryce says he broke the bucket. Squire says, Ella, you're right. Ella Sumchos, he the Amar Tsuras, Nezek Shalim, Mishalim. So what are you going to say? Because the Brisa could be talking about Simchos, and it could be saying that Tzoros, right, the Simchos, the Shita, that Tzoros pays Nezek Shalim, right, so it could be simply that the Brisa is going like Simchos. The Gemara says, Humchos, if that's Simchos, the Shita, if the Brisa is like Simchos and doesn't have anything to do with Rava, so then Ema Sefer, what about the Sefer of the Brisa? Right? The Sefer says, Nitas Mimeno Shever, right, if a piece of broken Kli kind of got shot out, right, and Venafal al Kli, a kli acher, right, and kind of broken on the kli v'shivra, and it broke it, right. Al rishon mishalim nezik shalim, al acher mishalim mechatzin nezik, right. And the first thing that was broken, i.e., the bucket that was broken, right, that's nezik shalim, and then the piece that flew out of the bucket and broke another kli, that's going to be nezik shalim, chatzin nezik, because that's tzoros. V'sumchus, but if it's sumchus, right, it means the chatzin nezik. The second kli should also be nezik shalem. Who hold? He doesn't hold the chatzin nezik. V'chitayim enof yitami shani le'sumchos bein nezik koko l'koko. And if you tell me that sumchos has a difference between whether the koch of the animal and the secondary, meaning so far removed, another step removed, koch koko of the animal, well, had the boy Ravashi, well, that would answer the following shayla that Ravashi asked. Koch koko the sumchos koch lo dami olav koko ilav koko dami. Ravashi himself wondered that shayla. How does sumchos view koch koko? Is it the secondary extra force, meaning that the broken piece of bucket breaking another kli, right, that's koch koko. It's a secondary step removed from your action. You broke the bucket, not the piece of the bucket that went and broke. How does sumchos view that? So maybe tifshalei de lav koko dami, right? If you're telling me that, if we're saying that that we're telling me that's a difference between koch koko and koko, so then there you go. That's your answer, that it says it's a difference. Elo rav lav, meaning, and we don't want to say that for whatever reason. Gemara does not want to say that, right? And answer Ravashi's question. So therefore, it must be, right? Elo rav rabbanan. It must be that we're talking about the rabbanan. Shema mina basar mei karos lina. And apparently, what do you see? That you can't say this is Bryce's sumchos. You can say that we go based on the original beginning of the whole damaging process, right? And therefore, and that would answer Rava's question. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, the kozel minei minei." The Gemara says, "No, it's not a good proof because the cases where the bucket is going, right, minei minei, the chicken is kind of pushing it with its head, right, the entire time, and that, it's not a case of similar to our case where you know he kicked it and then it rolled down. The chicken is consistently touching it the entire time, and therefore it's not similar to our case and can't answer our shayla of Rava." Okay, by Rav, Rav asked another shayla. Chatzin nezik tzoros megufo mishalim or me'aliya mishalim. Again, when we have, again, if you remember, that chatzin nezik, right, we said, is going to be megufo? Are you going to pay for, well, that's just, I guess the Gemara will explain in a second. Right, are you going to pay, right, tzoros from the actual item of from the actual item that damaged, like say a cow. If a cow kicks up pebbles and it breaks, are you going to pay chatzin nezek from the value of the cow, or do you have to pay above and beyond the value of the cow if the damage, right, that you caused broke? If the cow is worth $500 and the pebbles went and shattered a $2,000 TV, so you would have to pay $1,000. That's chatzin nezek. Cow's only worth $500. Do you have to pay just the $500 from the cow, or would you have to then pay above and beyond, right, from your own money, from me'aliyah, from your money, to pay the other $500? So that's what Rava wants to know. Miguvu mishalim dilo ashka chatzin nezek mishalim me'aliyah. Do we say that chatzin nezek never pays aliyah, and therefore, right? I mean, we only pay chatzin nezek from the goof of the cow or whatever. Never pay from Aliyah. Odel, or maybe may Aliyah Mishalim, or maybe here by Tzroros you should pay from the Aliyah. To lo ashkachan ke'orche de Mishalim megufei. We always find that normal regular damage, which Tzroros is, right? It's regular for the cow to walk and kick up pebbles and whatever. We always find that normal damage pays may Aliyah. We don't find that it's ever limited to the goof of the animal. So either way, so how do you decide? How do you determine what the din is by Tzroros? Do you have to pay from the Aliyah? Do you only pay megufo? So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Right, who does say Muad, Vieshomer Mariz a Muad, right? Chickens hopping around, jumping around, right? Some people say it's Muad, some say it's not. Hidus Agadaitoch, again, really, chickens usually do that. Allah, Hidus come after the Gi, how come after the Gi, the case is that way it's jumping around and it kicked out a kli, right, a pebble, right, or some rock and it broke something. According to the one who says it's muad, meaning according to the one who says it's not muad, it's not regular, he holds you pay migufo, because it's only going to be, right, it's only going to be, it's mishunetz, right, it's not going to be regular muad, regular damage. According to the one who says it is normal damage, right, you pay normal, right? You pay me aliyah, pay above and beyond the goof of the animal, because that's, you know, regular orche, that's normal way of damaging. So Gemara says, lo, that's not the machlokes. Again, as we said before, but plukta the sumchos rabbanon kalmifki, that's the machlokes, sumchos and the rabbanon, right? Whether you hold tsaros is going to pay chatzin nezek or nezek shalim. So we don't have a proof from over there. Tashma, I'll bring you another proof. Hakelev shen natal charara v'halach lagadish. If a dog took a piece of food, some sort of piece of food, and it went to and what's not said over here is that there's some sort of coal or some sort of fire or some sort of, let's say, coal on the end of this piece of food, and then it goes to a gadish, which is a pile of grain, v'achol charara, right, and then it eats the food, but v'hidlik is a gadish, and then the coal drops to the floor and it burns, right, the pile of grain, ala charara mishalim nezik shalim. For the normal damage, the dog ate the food, so that's normal, you're going to pay full nezik. V'ala gadish, but on the gadish, that's not normal, so the mishalim nezik chatzin nezik, you're going to pay chatzin nezik. My time, what's the reason? La bishum davi le tsuraros, isn't this a case of tsuraros? V'tani la mishalim chatzin nezik migufo. And the price says you pay chatzin nezek from the actual goof of the animal. So there you see that tsroros pays me goofo. So Gemara says, v'tizbara, this doesn't make any sense. The Rabbi Lazar nezek shalim me goofi me ashkechan. According to Rabbi Lazar, well, you never find the case of nezek shalim that pays, what's it called, that pays me goofo. Alek go to shani b'gechalas. It must be a case where he did something weird, right, with the gechalas, with the coal. Rabbi Lazar suffer like a kirby tarfon, damar mishuna karen b'chatzar anizak, nezek shalim mishalim. Again, Rabbi Lazar is holding like Rabbi Tarfon over here. Rabbi Tarfon, if you remember, right, even if there's strange damage, meaning karen, which is not normal, right, again, normally, right, you pay chatzin nezek when it's a short time, that's only in Rishis Rabin. Rabbi Tarfon holds in the chatzar anizak, right, then you pay nezek shalim. Nezek shalim. And so that's what we're holding over here. We're not holding anything about tsaros whatsoever. The Gemara says, Velohi, I don't like that either. Because my time of mukmas like Rabbi Tarfon. Why are you bringing Rabbi Tarfon in over here? Pshim nezek shalim? Right? Because it's full damage? That's why you pay nezek shalim? And therefore, that's why we're not dealing with tsaros? That's why we're dealing with Rabbi Tarfon shita? What do you mean? Rabbi Lazar, suffer kasumchas, damar tsaros nezek shalim, mishalim. Rabbi Lazar holds like Silchus, who says that for Tzoros you pay Nezek Shalim. For Sova like Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Tzad Tamos Bimakoma Omedes. Rabbi Lazar also holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Tam, right, stays, the Tam Chilek of the damages stays where it is. What does that mean? Basically, the Mishnah later in the Masechta is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you did some sort of tiny Shmira, meaning you did some sort of basic shmira on an animal, but then the animal go and broke something. So if it's tam, you pay chatzin nezek, but if it's a muad, right, you actually don't pay anything. So that's basically when Rabbi Yehuda is saying that when we don't pay anything, right, that means he doesn't pay the other above and beyond, meaning the second half. Right? You pay chatzin nezek, but you don't pay, right, the second half. Right? But the tamus, right, that's what it means. When the tamus stays where it is, meaning that you still do pay, right, the tam chelek, which is chatzin nezek. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda is holding over here, that you have that you pay the tam, the chatzin nezek in this case, right, you pay the tam, that meaning the tam part of the damages, right, is still there. And what's shayach to a tam type payment, i.e. a chatzin nezek type payment? If you're telling me you're paying full damages, obviously the tam part of the payment is still there, right? So what it means is that you're going to pay migufo, right? That's the halacha that applies by tam, that when you pay chatzin nezek, that applies the halacha of migufo, right? That's shayach to over there. So that's what he holds over there. So therefore, it's not shayach to bring in Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Elazar holds like simchus, he pays nezek shalim, but he also holds that you're going to have the migufo, right, halacha applied to it. So Gemara says, Amar le Rav Sama b'rei the Rav Ashi the Ravina, right, imer d'shmaisle the Rabbi Yehuda b'tam v'nase mu'ad. Well, that only is the case where the animal started out tam and then turned into mu'ad. I mean, that's when Rabbi Yehuda argues that sad tamus, right, is it's tam situation. It's still sort of tam, right? You still have the tam part of the animal, right? But mu'ad mitchiloso, right, mishmaisle. But when something is mu'ad right away, right, we don't have tam into mu'ad here. We have something that started, right, as a muad, right? So he wouldn't say that you still have it sad tamus over here. That doesn't make sense, right? But it's tsuros is muad right away. It's a normal way for it to damage. This Gemara says, Ella rather kikam Rabbi Lazar nezek shalim kigon di'ai. Now it must be, again, in this case, when Rabbi Lazar says you can pay nezek shalim, that's where it became Muad, where the dog became Muad. Meaning it's the fourth time, meaning after the first three times it was time, and then the fourth time that the dog took this food and had a cold and kind of burned down this thing. Kind of a strange case, but okay. Kikamar blazer, right? Uvakam, if the machlokas is Mars ever yesha adelitzroros, so Mars ever ina adelitzroros. Right? The machlokas here, again, Rabbi Blazer Tanakam is going to hold, right? The machlokas is, right, whether you can become muad for tzroros, meaning is there a thing? Is there a tam and muad, right, for tzroros? And that's the machlokas over here. Rava had that exact shaila. Is there such a thing as becoming muad for tzroros where you could pay nezik shalim? Well, why didn't he say either rabbanan ein hadar the tzroros, either Rabbi Elazar yesha hadar the tzroros? That's our machlokas. Why didn't he say that? So Amal Charava, Rava would say that kimi boyle. When I would ask the shaila, the didi ali b'der rabbanan the pliga le the simplus. I'm only asking within the chachamim shita. But here, being the rabbanan, being the Rabbi Elazar, kesuchas relay. But both of them, right? Not the rabbanan, but really, it really means the Tanakama. Right? Both the Tanakama, Rabbi Elazar, are holding the simplus. Right? Damar tzroros nezik shalim the shalim. Right? Because we're holding that tzroros pays nezik shalim. Right? The time about my amar rabbanan chatzi nezik. And why would you say Tanakama that you pay only Chatzi Nezek? The Shani Vlo Yai, because the case was, right, it wasn't Muad. It would put the Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Bona Kamithligi, and they're arguing, right, again, with the Machluk as Rabbi Tarfon, and the Chachamim, if you do, if the animal does damage, right, in the Chatzar and Nizak, right, do you pay Chatzi Nezek and Nezek Shalim? So Gemar says, Emer, the Shmaisle, the Rabbi Tarfon, Nezek Shalim, and Megufo, Mishmaisle. But one second, Rabbi Tarfon never said anything about the animal paying Megufo. Right, he said that you pay, right, if you shore gores in the Rishus on Isaac, it's going to pay Nezek Shalim. It doesn't say anything about Megufo. Right, so the Gemara says, and actually it does. Right, where did Rabbi Tarfon learn his halacha? Mi Keren Mishus HaRabim. Right, he's using that as an offshoot, right, from Keren and Mishus HaRabim. Right, that's it. Where he got it from. Right? We haven't done it yet. He's going to say that, he's going to call the Homer and later in the Masechta, he says that if you pay Chatzi Nezek for a Keren Tam, Rosh Hashanah Rabim, right, so, but you also pay, and you don't pay Shein and Regal Rosh Hashanah Rabim, but you pay Nezek Shalim for Shein and Regal in Rosh Hashanah Nizak, that's a call the Homer, if you pay Chatzi Nezek, right, in for Karen in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, so much more. How much more so? Kavah Chomer, you should pay for Nezek Shalim in Rosh Hashanah Nizak, right? Because by Shein and Regel, you pay nothing in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, you pay full damage, right? Nezek Shalim, right, in Rosh Hashanah Nizak. So that's where he learns it from. That's where he gets it from. And therefore, we apply the concept of Dayo Lavo Min Adin Lios Kenidon. And therefore, you're going to use, right, you're going to, the Kavah Chomer, the second law you're learning, right, it has to be based in the first law, right? Whenever you use a Kavah Chomer, right, this, the Kavah Chomer, that, right, you have to jump on, you have to use the first point, right, as jumping, so that, to jump off of, right, so not jump off, whatever, you know, the first starting point is where you're going to have to use, to kind of teach us all the other halakhos. So if you're starting from a place where it's Rishus HaRabim, where it's Keren Rishus HaRabim, right, we're going to pay, right, a short time is going to pay me gufo, so too, and Rosh Hashanah Nizak, he's also going to pay me gufo. I have a Rabbi Tarfon less lay dayo, but one second, Rabbi Tarfon doesn't hold the whole concept of dayo, so maybe that shouldn't be true. So Gemara says, no, ki less lay dayo hecha demifre l'kavachomer. Right, that's only that if you use dayo, right, that would reject the entire kavachomer, but here that's not true, right? Hecha delomifre l'kavachomer, right, isle dayo, right, if it wouldn't, right, if dayo wouldn't get rid of the entire kavachomer, so then he holds, right, he holds a dayo. Okay. Gufo, right, again, that's something that, again, this daf requires chazara for myself as well. We had a lot of concepts firing off right here. Again, it's definitely just a side point. A lot of assumptions and concepts, right, Chatzin Nezek Troros, and Rabbi Tarfon, and Rabbanan, Rosh Hashanah Nizak, or Karen, right, all these concepts that are floating around here. I always felt that Bava Kama, at least the beginning, right, is something that really, really requires serious chazara. If I can make this push in the middle of this year, speaking to myself, right, because there's so many concepts that we just fire off, and if you have them at your fingertips, right, it makes the Masechta so much easier. And we're going to be doing this for a while, right? This goes on the first, I think, 5-6 program. So if you have these basic concepts at your fingertips, and if you chazar, like, let's say, you know, if you can go back and review. Right, let's say maybe, you know, take two blot a day, whatever you can, right, and do it over and over and over to the point where you have these consciousness as your fingertips. So I'm speaking to myself. I definitely need to do that. And I think it's very, very valuable, maybe much more so than other mesechtas, because we do really just reapply these basic, you know, damage concepts over and over and over, as you see, right, from this daf, right, we're just firing off these Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbanan, Nesumchas, Rabbanan, Chazinazak, Migufo, right, what are all these phrases, Rishosanizak, Rishosarabim, right, so if you have a basic grasp on all these concepts, the rest of mesechta becomes much, much easier. Okay, Viter, that's a little 2 second hashkafa plug. Gufa, let's go back to what we just said. Boy Rava, Rava asked, Yesha adilatsaros or ina adilatsaros, do we have, is there such a thing as tam and muad by tsaros? Right, like Karen de Medeminele? Oh, Dilma told it the regali. Right, is it like Karen, which obviously has short tam and short muad, or is it like regal, which is, right, which is not, right, which is always muad, which is the animal is normal to walk. It's orche, regular damage. So Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. We're going to do a couple of proofs. We'll try and do all of them. I get to you the Testament Aleph. It says, so the Gemara starts like this. The Brisa we quoted. He does in a muad, veish, omen, hariz, and muad, right? Again, chicken jumping around, right? Some people say it's muad, some people say it's not. He does, saga daidach, really? Why would that not be muad? Ella, he does, vehiti is another case where it's jumping and it kicks something out, right? Tsroros, right? Kicks out a kli and it breaks it. Kicks out pebbles and it breaks a kli. Right? My love that could go into the other tlasa zimna v'hakam. Isn't it a case where it was mua, it was tam, and then it was muad, and the machokas is marsavar yesha ada, marsavar ena ada. So Gemara says, no, lo, b'chadzim, the case is simply we only did it once. Right? We put the simchas, the rabbanan come infligi, just like we said, this is our machokas simchas and the rabbanan, whether you pay chatzi nezek, or nezek shalim for tsaros. Tashma, another proof. Behemash etila galala li isa. If an animal went to the bathroom, right, defecated on food, right, on dough, right, Rav Yehuda, Amar Meshalim Nezek Shalim, Rav Yehuda, Amar Chatzi Nezek, right, Machlokas, whether he pays full or half. My love could go into Avitilz Zimni Vakam Evligi. Isn't this the case where I did it 3 times? And the question is, Mar Savar Yesha Ado, Mar Savar Ein Ado? The question is whether, right, there is Muad for Tzroros or not, because again, it's some sort of projectile of the animal. So the Gemara says, no, the Chadzim, the Plutus, and was Rabbanakam Evligi, same answer, right? It's Rabbanan and Simplus. I have Amashunahu, but that's strange. It's weird for animals to go to the bathroom on food, right? They would eat food, but not go to the bathroom on food. So the Gemara says, 1 second, sorry. Okay. Just 1 second, I lost the place. Deductively, Alma, the Gemara says, where no, in the case where there was nowhere for the animal to go, so it couldn't help itself, right, and it went to the bathroom. Valimur of Yehuda halach kasimchus, okay. Valimur of Rabbi Elazar halach karabanan. So if the question is, again, the question really, maybe you could ask this, but the other brises also, is that if the machlokas is the rabbanan simchus, why don't you just say, right, the halach is like simchus, or the halach is like Rabbi Elazar? Why would you have different opinions, right? Rabbi Elazar says Chatzi Nezek, right? The Rabbi Yehuda says Nezek Shalem. Should just say Rabbi Yehuda says that we hold like the Rabbanan, and Rabbi Elazar says we hold like the Simchus, or other way around. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says he holds like Simchus. Rabbi Elazar says he holds like the Rabbanan. So Gemara says Galolim Mitzrichale, because the case is we need to teach me a case of when it goes to the bathroom. Because I could die to Chamina, you might have thought to say hold a buser gufe gririn kigufe dami. You might have seen that it comes from its body. Right? It's like it used its body. Therefore, Kamash Malan, that this is actually right, a case of tsuros, where there's some sort of projectile coming out of the animal. Tashma, let's do the last proof. The Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel taught the following brisa: Tani Gol Shehoshi Rosho La'Over Kliz Chuches. A chicken sticks its beak into a glass cup, v'tarkabo, and it literally means, right, blows a shofar, but not really, meaning it screams into it, v'shavro, and it breaks it. Right, Mishalim Nezek Shalim, that's full damage. I'm Rav Yosef, Amrei Bei Rav. Right, no, Rav Yosef said the name of Rav. Sus, a horse, Shetzanaf, right, that screams, or I don't know, neighed, I guess. Right, V'chomer Shenar, right, donkey, what's the word for donkey? Well, also screamed, whatever. V'shiva is a kalim, and it broke kalim. Mishalim Chatzi Nezek, you pay Chatzi Nezek. My love could go to Avit Telosa Yizamne. Isn't that the case where they did it 3 times? Right? V'akam Ifkin Izra Machokas, Marsavar Yesha Ada, Marsavar Eina Ada. So Gemara says again, Lo, Bechad Zimna, no, we did it once. Upluk to the Simchas, the Rabbanakam Ifkin. And this is, again, our Machokas, Simchas, and the Rabbanan. I have Amashunahu, but it's not normal for a chicken to stick its neck into a cup and scream and break it. So Gemara says, no, Bisle Bizrone. It must be there was food in there. And therefore, it is normal for it to stick its beak in, or stick its face in, and then once it's got its face in the glass, so then it does. It is normal, right, for it to yell and go cock-a-doodle-doo and then break the kli. Okay, we'll go right on the Hilchos Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this. May we all have Besoros Tovos and have a Yeshua for Am Yisrael. Amen, Ken Yeratzen.